Hello and welcome back to Ace Direct. Have you ever heard of undercover cops that went very deep into crime? Well, today is a good day for that because that's what we're learning about and how far deep they went into crime. Okay, the first story is about a man. Remember, we don't give names here. So, this man went deep into the inner circle of Al Capone. The one who got backed down for tax evasion? Well, this guy was pursuing a tax evasion case for 2 years. But in the end, it wasn't the one they got him on, so it was worth nothing. He eventually left the mob by being very careful and very well thought out in order to escape without getting killed. The next story is about a man. Another one, who went undercover for 5 years. He was a jewel thief, but he was one of the best agents that went undercover the FBI had. He befriended a mob member and got recorders on him, and they hung out for a little less than 5 years. The man was so undercover, though, that when he was home during Christmas, the mob thought he was going to stay home by himself, but they visited him, and that was a problem for the man because he's about to go visit his wife and kids at their house. But his friends from the mob came over because they thought he was spending Christmas alone, so he never got to see his wife and kids for any of those 5 years because they did that every year except for the first, so he only got to see him the first year. Sorry for the interruption, but this podcast is sponsored by Create Catch, which allows you to get your art copyrighted, so no one can take your art, or your videos, or your images, or your memes without your permission. So it's yours, no one else touches it, unless you give them consent, or they pay you a certain amount of money. So get Create Catch in order to make your stuff your own. Okay, the next story is about a woman who infiltrated the Gambino crime family. They needed her to stop a massive drug trade, which ended up getting her into undercover work. In the undercover work, she got arrested over 70 members of the family. She talked to the head bosses, got dirt on everyone. But she wasn't so lucky. She was killed before she left. Let me explain. So they knew they had a rat after 30 people or so got arrested. They just had to figure out who. And she didn't seem that suspicious, but they noticed something. All of those people, she knew. She knew all of those people that got arrested. She had talked to them lots. And she had to get out before she got either too deep in and couldn't get out or was killed because they found out she was the rat. So she tried to leave peacefully without getting any knowledge on her. She did leave successfully, but later that year at home, she was found murdered, shot in the head twice. The next story is about a man. This man infiltrated a gang for a few years. Well, it wasn't actually a gang, you see. It was a motorcycle gang. So this motorcycle gang had a history of being, let's say, rough and tough. See, they needed to kill certain people. By certain people, I mean quite a bit of people. So they got an undercover, big, tough cop to go in. And that cop had to do lots of stuff to prove he was loyal. Anyways, that cop eventually got, like, 30 motorcyclists arrested and got their normal bars and clubs zoned out before he had to quit. Okay, the next story is not necessarily about a gang, but a cult. So, this cop, they infiltrated a cult because they were sacrificing people and doing drugs, and it was just harming everyone because they didn't just kill them, their own members. They were killing normal people, weren't hypnotized into that cult. They were killing innocents. So they had to stop that. So one cop pretended to be crazy, but they acted normal to the cult. So they joined. It was a cop, and they got pretty deep in. So they're talking to the head honchos, and then they had to, somehow get their stashes of whatever, and then the police eventually got tipped off because, they had an undercover agent working on that case. So the cult was brought down member by member, stash to stash. Okay, and we're back. So the next story is about another woman, but she was undercover on the cops. See, she was pretending to be a cop. She was a cult member. She had to get intel on police radios, and she mysteriously lost her police radio a couple times. So the cult got it. So then the cult would always know when the police was coming. And they had her to tell them if the police were coming after them and how much they knew on them, and even if they were investigating them in the first place. So they had to figure that out. But, look at the time. I have to get going. I'll see y'all in the next podcast I make, but I think that's enough for today. So until then, I bid you adieu. Bye!